Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Officials in Augusta say they're considering a lawsuit against the federal government to prevent the removal of a dam. The Army Corps of Engineers plans to replace the Savannah Bluff lock and dam with a rock weir. Its removal would cause a 2-foot drop in water levels upstream. The Corps' plan seeks to mitigate damage expected from deepening the Savannah Harbor by creating better fish habitats. Georgia Power's nuclear expansion project at Plant Vogtle in Waynesboro could see more delays due to construction challenges. That's according to a new filing with the Georgia Public Service Commission. Georgia Power expects its third and fourth reactors to be in service in November of 2021 and November of 2022, respectively. The project is already years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. The Atlanta Falcons are officially eliminated from playoff contention. The team came up short against the Saints last night, losing by a score of 26-18. Quarterback Matt Ryan says the team will still try to finish strong, even though the playoffs are off the table.
You don't want to be in that position for sure. You know, obviously when you get to the last quarter of the season, you want to be in the mix and competing and having bigger stuff ahead of you in January. But, you know, this is a position we're in.
The Falcons' next game will come against the Carolina Panthers on December 8th. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.